Labels. Everywhere I go, someone is trying to slap one on me.
Female.
Not very quiet.
Woman.
Old enough.
Professional.
On minimum wage. The layer for today. Skin.
Queer. He told me that because I did not fear love, that I was less than. He told me that because of who I love, that I am bad. You tell me that my being is wrong. But it is you who fears, and who does not love, and it is you who is wrong. Woman. From birth you assign me with a coded vocabulary. From birth you teach me that I must be a pawn. From birth, you demand my compliance. But what if I refute your violent vocabulary? I will ascend above your rigged game, and I refuse to comply. Of color. Born of my ancestors' joy, you alienate me from them. Born of a different skin color, you scream that I am not worthy to be called black or indigenous. Born of my parents, you insist that I do not belong. But my ancestors are with me, and I with them. I am worthy, and I belong here on this earth. Being a woman of color, I have known love and fear, right and wrong. I have fought their violent and vile words. I refuse to play their game and to comply, and I know that I belong here on this earth where my ancestors once stood because I am worthy of this life.
We are many. We are the majority. The beautiful people. We are the us to the other, and the other to the us until we are one. We have our quirks, but we can never be in the docks or being unwelcomed.
I didn't come out as gay until my senior year in high school, and I didn't come out as non-binary until I graduated college, but growing up black and bullied in the South carried over a lesson that I still find applicable for continuing to grow up as a queer person of color, and that lesson is learning how to live